What is up, freaks? It's your host, Odell, here for another Citadel Dispatch, the interactive live show focused on Bitcoin and freedom tech. We have ride or die freak and many time guest here on Dispatch, Evan Kaloudis, founder and maintainer of Zeus. How's it going, Evan?
Great, Matt. What's up, freaks? It feels so good to be back. It's been a while, right?
It has. I'm not Stefan Levera, so I do not know which episode was your last episode, but it feels like it's been like 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, it's been quite a while. I think it might be longer than that even. But yeah, tell me this. Did anyone beat my record?
What is your record?
I don't know. I feel like I've been on like 8 or 9 shows now.
Yeah, I mean, in the beginning, you were just like... You were my go-to guest. Like if I when you did like a fill the group or whatever, it's like, oh, Evan, join me this week. You're almost a co-host in the beginning.
I think
like the first like 5 episodes you were in or something like that.
Yeah, it was great. And it's just been amazing to see the show grow. You got your own studio now. You've had incredible content, amazing guests. And it's just been great.
We should start with the heavy hitting stuff. I know you've been disappointed that I removed, I no longer end shows with copyright infringement. I know you're a big music head.
Yeah, I am. It's more important to make sure that the content can proliferate. We can just tag our YouTube videos afterwards, you know?
Did you see, it just became a real pain in the ass. It was like something that it was like every time I would just get a fucking copyright flag every fucking time.
It's crazy, the copyright game. Like, so some people who know a little bit about me, I started up like a music blog in high school and we still run it to this day. It's called beatspermin.com. We post like music reviews, live features, like reviews of shows. And, someone like attempted to sue us or they did sue us for posting a copyrighted picture, like for an image, for promoting a band. Like
that's
the whole copyright game is absolutely bonkers. So, I understand, all the scrutiny you went through and, you know, what fun is it? Or like, what's the point in putting in all this work to do your shows if people can ultimately like not listen to them on YouTube? That stinks. So,
yeah, it was like there was 2 different versions because I just I would include the music in the podcast feed, but it wouldn't be on like the YouTube rewatch. Sometimes, actually, if I pick too long of a song, like YouTube would cut the stream.
the filters would be hit. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
Okay. Well, on that note, too, you might also remember I used to put CNBC clips in the beginning. Like mainstream news clips as like a timestamp in the beginning of every episode.
Those got hit too?
Well, some freaks asked me now that Caps Odell is back, does that mean we're going to get CNBC clips at the beginning of episodes? And maybe we will. During the bear market, the clips were pretty poor and it was hard to find like good clips, but it already looks like Joe Kern and Sorkin on CNBC are running back their playbook of being the number one Bitcoin podcast in the world.
Did we survive? Is the bear market over?
Bear market's over. Caps Odell's out. No one's bullish enough. I feel like it. Don't you feel like it?
There's definitely been a lot of vibe shifts happening.
People have asked for Caps Odell to come back for years now, and I've been. I didn't want to jump the gun. I've been kind of deliberate about it. So now, I think so. I think this could be like an absolutely ridiculous cycle. And I look forward to, shit posting with all the freaks on Noster throughout the whole process.
It's gonna be fantastic. Let's see where it takes us.
You're still on Twitter, right?
Yeah, unfortunately. Are you gonna give me a scolding? Because I posted about the show on the Zeus account.
I'm not angry. I'm just.
And I wrote. Matt is going to be upset that you're all not on Noster, but I have to let you know about the Citadel Dispatch episode.
Look at the Noster live chat. It's almost all in caps too.
Yes, loving it.
No, I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed. You know, I would like to see a little bit more civil disobedience from Bitcoiners, and going Noster only is a relatively low lift civil disobedience move in comparison to history.
I mean, at least for the Bitcoin space, you know, there's so much great content there. The vibes are much better on Noster. And, you know, I just tip my hat to you. You've been quite on the nose with, you know, all your assessment of what's going on with Twitter and what Elon's trying to do. And, you know, every move that gets made, it becomes abundantly clear what his end goal is. And, you know, it's just sad to see what became such a great platform. I think that's the first time we interacted was on Twitter. It's really just becoming the antithesis of, you know, what it started as. So it's really sad to see. But, you know, thankfully, there's an exit door. There's an alternative. And God bless Fiat Jav for giving us Noster.
Damn right. Well, to wrap up the Noster conversation, if you haven't used Noster yet, go to primal.net. Or domus.io. Those are two great Noster clients. You can use whatever Noster client you want. Check it out. And to the freaks that are in our live chat on YouTube and Twitch, this is the first Citadel Dispatch where the only live chat that is being shown on screen is the Noster live chat. You can get to that by going to citadeldispatch.com/stream. So Evan, we're here to talk about Zeus. You just had a really big release. You want to walk us through?
Yeah, sure. Let's get right into it. So Zeus version 0.8.0 beta 1 dropped on Monday morning. It's now available for everyone in the world to download. It is available on our website. We've got a new blog out. We've set up a new Apple test flight, and you can get it on GitHub right now. So this is not the final release. We're going to be doing some refinements. It's hopefully going to be out the door in December, but it's now...
Second new 1.0?
Not quite. I mean, it effectively can be argued that like this is the biggest jump in functionality Zeus is going to have, but it's not quite up to my level of standard to say, okay, this is 1.0. We still
want to
do
the samurai thing where you're just going to keep adding extra digits and letters.
What are they on? They're on like 0.99.99999BC
or is that?
Yeah, it's really easy to keep track of the releases that way, guys. Good job.
You're running out of room though before you get to 1.0.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, maybe at some point we'll jump numbering schemes entirely. Like Bitcoin Core changed their numbering scheme where they just like pumped up everything like a version dot.
They just like jumped to 21 or whatever, right?
Yeah, yeah. They went from like it was like 0.20
to 21.
Yeah, so maybe we'll do that. We'll see.
That was during Citadel Dispatch, the episodes were always point or whatever, and then when Bitcoin Core jumped, I also went to mainnet release.
Guys, there are no versioning rules, okay? Like, we'll do whatever the hell we want.
Okay.
Let's get into it. The functionality, 0.8. So, traditionally, those who have used Zeus in the past, those who are using the App Store version, the biggest constraint, the biggest barrier to entry to using the app was you having to come to the table with your own pre-configured node already. Either like a home node behind your router at home or like a cloud node, maybe hosted by Voltage or something. Or you were using like an LND hub account, like Blue Wallet's account, Albi account. And those are like sort of not really using your own node. That's the custodial solution. It's antithetical to why we're in this all anyway.
Right.
So we had to change that, right? We had to lower the barrier to entry into using Bitcoin and Lightning in a self-custodial manner. And we think this release has done that in a big way. First and foremost, with an embedded node, it is a mobile LND node with a couple of modifications from the Zeus team, but you essentially get the full functionality that you would get as if you were running a full node at home or in the cloud. But now the node lives entirely on your phone in your pocket.
The node is in your phone.
It's in your phone, yeah.
So Zeus has historically been essentially like a remote control interface.
Yeah, that's correct.
And there really is no second best in that niche. Like many people who run nodes at home or run nodes in the cloud or whatever use Zeus to connect back. They have a great little interface. You can pay when you're on the go. You can do all this different stuff. And you've improved that tremendously as well. I mean, the big thing to me was LND Connect instead of like the Tor connection or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. So
makes it more reliable. But this, sorry to cut you off. That will probably always be, and it's cool that you continue to maintain that and it can live in the same app. But that will always be more of like a hardcore enthusiast group, you know, like the freaks, like most of the people that listen to Cyrillic Dispatch, will continue to use that because they want a full.
Did I lose you, Matt?
Users or the next a billion users, they are probably only going to use Bitcoin on their phone.
Absolutely. You can't expect the new class of Bitcoiners to be coming in and having to get a Raspberry Pi or buy hardware, set it up, or even expect them to buy a subscription to have their node hosted on a monthly basis. That's just unrealistic. And, you know, there are people that are going to do that and continue to do that. And we're going to continue to support them. We're always going to make sure that Zeus is an incredible remote controller, as you said. But now it's time to move forward, create the new iteration of the app. And we fully expect that, you know, the most of our users moving forward are going to be using this embedded node interface.
Okay, so that is clearly the case. I think that new users come in, they want a mobile first experience or a mobile only experience. And correct. The end result that we've seen, because of where Lightning is at in its development cycle, specifically like the apps that that people interface with Lightning, is that most people have been using custodial wallets. We see a ton of Wallet of Satoshi usage. You mentioned Albi on Nostr. Albi is very popular in terms of a custodial wallet. Obviously, Strike, like a lot of people, that's like a regulated KYC custodian, but a lot of people are using custodians just out of ease of use and convenience. It's not ideological. It's not, it doesn't matter how many YouTube videos you have and tutorials and books and articles, like people just will flock to the most convenient option. And what you've tried to do here, and you know, even this first version is pretty fucking clean, is make a convenient option for people that still gives you freedom and sovereignty and is rug pull resistant instead of trusting a custodian. So you incorporate best practices into an easy to use wallet. That's the key breakthrough, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We have core values of promoting self-sovereignty, self-custody, and privacy. So we're creating everything in a way that we know as little about our users as possible. We don't have trackers in our app. The only analytics we really get is from people hitting our servers and using our services, opening channels to us. We not only do we not want to know how much money you have, how you're using your money, we're building things in a way that we can't know those things.
Right. So, I mean, let's talk about this. So, obviously channel management is hidden from users.
Yeah.
Because if people have to manage channels, I've already managed too many channels for my life. Like if people have to manage channels, you've already lost. And that is a lot of this is possible because you have a bundled LSP. So you're running this Lightning service provider. You're essentially running one or more nodes. I don't know how many nodes you're running that are providing liquidity to users and routing payments, right?
Yeah. So right now we just have one super node. We have some backup mechanisms to spin up some other ones if we need, but right now it's just a monolithic node. We might fragment stuff out over time, but for now it's just one great node. So basically users by default will have a connection to our Lightning service provider. We will automatically open up channels to you when you need them. And you let me worry about the liquidity and the connectivity to the Lightning network. You just have to worry about making your payments and living your life.
So, I mean, you mentioned the word privacy there. I assume, like, there's not much privacy here. Like, can't you see all my transactions in this mode?
Can I know your transactions? When you use the LSP,
which everyone does in the embedded wallet, right?
Right. When you are receiving a payment and you wrap an invoice, we will know when that gets paid, how much the amount is for. We put in some precautions, though. We don't allow users to submit memos. We don't want to know what these payments are for. And we also don't know who's paying them just by how the Lightning Network functions. Like, there's no way of us knowing where that payment came from. We could determine where the last hop in the route was, right? But we really don't know where it originated from. And then on the other side of things, we don't know where our users are making their payments to. Since we allow the users to do all the route calculation when they're making a payment on device, we have no idea what users are doing with their money. Yeah.
So the user has better privacy sending than receiving.
Yeah, but there's a caveat there. The Lightning, the LSP with the embedded node, the wrapped invoice, you can easily toggle that on and off at the top of the receive page. So if you want to say, hey, we don't want to run this payment through Zeus, we're okay with giving out route hints or exposing our channels, exposing our pub key, then you can do that. Everything is optional.
Oh, but then you have worse privacy from the person paying you.
Exactly. So privacy is not about completely having an opaque barrier between yourself and everyone. It's about selectively revealing what information you're going to reveal to perhaps your LSP, the sender. You got to determine what makes sense for you and your situation. But we are always building Zeus in a way that you have this flexibility so that you can make those choices. You don't want to use our LSP, you could pop another one in. We're the first multi-LSP wallet. You could go and pop in the connection string for Voltage Flow 2.0 today, or you could stick with Olympus. You don't want to use an LSP, you can do that too. You still have the same functionality to open and receive your own channels as you would with a remote node in Zeus.
It's pretty fucking awesome, dude. So one of the big things here is... I have a bunch of things I want to talk to you about.
There's a lot. There's a lot to get to.
And I guess it's on the... So when you launch the wallet, first of all, we're just going to talk business on air. From a marketing point of view, I don't like embedded node. No one cares. No one cares that the node's in the phone. I'm not going to speak in absolutes. I just spoke in absolutes, but there's like a dozen people that care the nodes in the phone. The overwhelming majority of users just want to know that they have a Lightning wallet that is hard to rug or is rug resistant, or I don't know if it's unruggable because you're the LSP too.
Yeah, but there's definitely a lot of messaging challenges for sure. And there's definitely better terminology we could come up with. It's also difficult to balance with being like precise.
It should just be called Zeus Easy Mode. So anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're referring to this. I'm going to refer to it as Zeus Easy Mode. When you're in Zeus Easy Mode, one of the key things here is that you can have a Lightning address and receive Lightning address payments. And this is something that's the LN URL. It's a human readable LN URL format that allows for recurring payments, right? And it's something that Nostr uses when you're receiving payments on Nostr, you put in your Lightning address. And historically, it's been very difficult to self-host it adds friction to self-host a Lightning address. So most people do not self-host their Lightning address, and it pushes people towards custodians. I believe Zeus is the first mobile wallet that doesn't require a node at home or in the cloud or something that allows you to easily set up a Lightning address.
That's absolutely correct.
Which is massive.
Yes.
Absolutely massive in terms of actual user demand for something. Like it to the point where, like, when I was onboarding someone to Nostr, it's like I didn't have any easy suggestions for them. And I refused to just offload them to Wallet of Satoshi. So it was just like, you know, here's how you figure it out by doing Voltage, and it's a pain in the fucking ass, right? So that's huge. How are you doing that?
So it wasn't easy. And there are definitely some trade-offs that I'm sure we'll get into. But basically, we're hosting the infrastructure for the users. The Zeus servers are serving up these invoices for the users. And we're using the scheme that got devised by our very good friend, Super Testnet. We're calling this scheme ZapLocker. And basically, the gist of it is that the user generates a pairing of a hash or a pre-image that unlocks the payment, and they submit a hash of that pre-image to the server. They submit a whole bunch of these that can be served up by us. And basically, the Zeus server or the ZapLocker server, our friend Super, he's already also running his own web instance of this, basically serves up HODL invoices with 24-hour CLTV expiries to the payers.
So a lightning payment, if someone goes into Strike and types in odell@zeuspay.com and goes to pay me, it's correct. A 24-hour pending payment.
Yes, that's correct.
There's something called HODL invoices that Lightning supports.
Correct. So HODL invoices have had a lot of use cases before. We even use them for the LSP generation of channels. But now we're using them for these self-custodial, trust-minimized Lightning addresses. You can now have this human-readable email-looking string, and you don't need to have your node on 24/7, which is huge for service workers, for nomads, for dissidents, for anyone who doesn't want to spend time setting up this remote infrastructure. And not only does it work today with our embedded node, but you can also plug in a remote LND node and use the service as well. So easy.
Wait. So I could have, instead of, I wanted to like test out all the features. So like I hooked up my odell@zeuspay to the easy mode wallet. I could have just done that to my remote node as well that I have managed in Zeus.
Yeah. So every account is linked to a specific seed or node. So you can go ahead and create a second account, but you know, it's part of it is semi-trusted. We can move over your account.
I don't have to change anything on my node at home to have that functionality.
The only constraint right now is that it needs to be a LND node. So you could use the REST connection type. You could use LNC.
Finally, a benefit.
But yeah, basically the fact is that LND is like the only backend with an interface that we have right now that lets us submit custom pre-images that makes this whole scheme work.
I'm locked into LND. I got 200 channels on my main node. Like, mempools are never going to clear again. By the way, have people looked at mempools lately? They're quite busy out there. I'm not closing 200 channels and reopening them. Like, that's just not going to fucking happen.
Did we got to rewind real quick. Did the mempools clear out?
No.
Interesting. There was, we got low in fees, huh?
Some one sapper bytes confirmed. The overwhelming majority didn't. And I expect that most of Catan's transactions did not confirm, because odds were against you if you did one separate byte. If you did two separate byte, you definitely got confirmed in there like a couple weeks ago. But with the price pump, I mean, it makes it even less. I don't know. We'll see. I expect mempools to not clear at some point. But it's been 6 months without a clear right now. And I was kind of chastised when I first started saying it. So
I guess I think it's going to become a running joke between Bitcoiners. Like, it's not going to clear again. There's not going to be another. This is going to be it as the cycle. But I don't know. We'll see.
So when we're talking about remote node versus Zeus easy mode, the big issue for mobile Lightning wallets is that most of these, especially on iPhone, there's very aggressive battery saving stuff that kills background tasks.
Yeah.
So to receive, you need to be online on Lightning in general.
Correct.
And on mobile, that makes it more difficult. Like, people don't realize, like, they're like, oh, my phone's always connected to the internet. Like, yeah, but like the app isn't. So that's why the HODL invoices are super important on easy mode. Because the user just needs to open the app within 24 hours to receive the payment. But am I correct in thinking that if I connect it to my remote node, they'll just process? Like, I don't have to, because my node's online, or does the app still need to open?
The app still needs to open to process it now. maybe we'll add a piece of software that could be a one click on your Umbro or Start9 down the road. But yeah, right now it has to open up. But we're messing around with new stuff with the notification system we have. We're trying to make the node spin up and wake up when you get those notifications. So hopefully in the near future, maybe not for 8.0, but maybe 8.1, 8.2, we'll have everything wake up in the background and you're not going to have to worry about a thing.
Yeah, on Android, it's much easier.
Oh, yeah. With Android, we've got so much more we can do. We're working on a persistent mode. So if you want to be a nut, you don't care about your battery, you can say, hey, LND never shut down. And I think that's going to make for an awesome experience and will be a path forward for us to implement something like a Noster Wallet Connect and just make those zaps just a little bit of a better experience down the road. But all expect that soon.
You see the comment from Daniel, all caps until mempool's clear. Sorry. Okay. That makes sense to me. So you have to open the app within 24 hours.
Yeah.
Now, when I generated my Zeus Easy Mode wallet, it created a pair of Noster keys for me.
Yep.
And I can also put in my own Noster keys that I generated outside if I want to. What are those Correct. Noster keys used for?
So basically, in this scheme that we have, there is a lot of ways for the LSP or us running Zeus Pay to mess with you. We can serve up invoices multiple times and have them paid and lie about them getting redeemed. We can lie about the amount that is available for you to get redeemed.
Right.
And we have this new Noster attestation system that is part of the ZapLocker scheme that is designed to help us stay in check. So basically, when you submit a Noster secret key to the app, it stays on the app. It doesn't get submitted to the Zeus servers. But basically, you use that key to sign all of the payment hashes that you submit to the service. So someone paying your Zap and your Zeus Pay account from the Zeus wallet will be able to also load up the pertinent Noster information that's served up to you too. Is the list of relays that I'm told to publish my attestation to, is it signed by the same Noster key? Is the hash signed by the same Noster key? And what is this NPub to begin with? We give you a big fat button that you can click. It'll open up the profile in your Noster client of choice, Amethyst, Domus, whatever. So you could verify that the payment you're making is indeed going to the person you think it is. So that's part one. Then once the payment is actually sent out the door, you will create a pair of ephemeral keys and broadcast a Noster event with the attestation. So that when the Zeus Pay user comes to sign in later, they can see that, yes, this is the invoice that the payer got served. Yes, this is the amount associated with it. Yes, the LSP is not lying to me about the fee that it's taking. Everything adds up. And within the Zeus Pay receive view, you can tap that nice little nostrich icon and see if an attestation has been broadcast. And if all is good, if they've been using Zeus or another Zap Pay or Zap Locker compatible wallet, it's going to come up in green and you're going to be able to tap it again and see all the details of it, which is phenomenal. Now, the only caveat now, Matt, is that no other wallets are supporting the scheme.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only if it's Zeus to Zeus.
Right. Exactly. Now. So right now, the default settings will say, hey, if you're automatically redeeming your payments in your Lightning address settings, also accept payments that don't have any attestations, because that is the norm right now, unfortunately. But we're hoping that this really lights a fire under people's asses. We think that this is going to become sort of a de facto way to receive payments asynchronously. And we expect support from many more wallets to come.
So from a so you're using Noster essentially to broadcast like proof of rug, right? It's like,
yes.
If you do funny business, there's an audit trail and it's using Noster to broadcast those proofs.
Yeah. And it's just phenomenal. I think this is going to like awaken people to the fact that, yes, Noster can provide a great social media experience, but it can also provide incredible ways for Bitcoin wallets to communicate with each other and keep the services that help string everything together in check.
So
we're really excited about this.
Walk me through this, because so is there a privacy concern in terms of Noster events with my payment information going out? Should users be using the app will just generate a new public key, private key for you
every time you send a payment out? Yeah.
Oh, every time
on the sender side, you can't. The only way that the sender is going to be doxxed is if you're using Zaps that are public, right? And Zaps, you already have the functionality to say, oh, make this private, make this anonymous, right?
So the attestations, are they doxxing things?
The only thing they're doxxing, Matt, is that a payment got paid. And if you decode, right, all the only data that's in there is a hash so that the client can easily look it up, right? So they can match it.
But the client needs that information locally to verify a hash because you can't reverse
the hash. Right. So they'll get it from the server. The server will say, hey, you got this payment available. This is the amount you got. This is the fee. And this is the hash that got paid. You can double check it. So the sender is only broadcasting an event with the hash and the Bolt 11. And the Bolt 11 can be decoded. And what's in there, Matt? It doesn't have any private information about who's actually receiving it.
It's your pub key. It's the LSP's pub key.
It's the LSP's pub key. So it has the LSP's pub key, when it got generated, and the amount. How are you going to link it to someone unless they're, you know, opting in to broadcast these Zap events?
But I guess you would know, you could at least get activity from it, right? It's like Odell is receiving a bunch of payments, like the frequency of payments, right?
Only if you choose to broadcast those Zaps. And perhaps it might not be a bad idea for people to opt out of the broadcasting of these Zap events in the service, and we'll consider to do that. But all the privacy leakage just happens from the actual Zap events themselves.
Got it.
Nope, no privacy leaking is happening from the actual attestation events, which is really awesome.
And like, I know I'm being a little bit... I'm just going through theoreticals here because obviously and I just said it publicly on air, like my Lightning address is Odell@ZeusPay. So it's not a discrete Lightning address. Is there no negative for me to use a known public key? Like let's say it wasn't Odell@ZeusPay. Imagine if my Lightning address was Evan@ZeusPay. And then I, instead of using the generated keys, I use my NSEC, right? Which proves it's me, not Evan. Like I'm good. User's good in that situation. That doesn't link it to my Noster account. Do you understand what I'm saying?
So if you use a randomly generated NSEC, like the default.
No. I'm saying if I used a Lightning address that wasn't clearly me, like not Odell@ZeusPay, it was okay. Just, beer consumer@zeuspay.com. But then I took my doxed NSEC and attached it to the account.
Yeah. Then people looking you up would say, hey, this ZeusPay account is a tied.
They would know that, right?
Yes, okay. Right. So if you want to be Anon, I would say, hey.
Let the app generate your own private keys.
And use that key to create the profile on Noster with that identity, if that's a choice you want to make.
Okay, awesome. Well, dude, I think this is like an absolute game changer. I think anyone who's listening to this that's using Noster right now with Wallet of Satoshi, consider switching to Zeus's easy mode so that you can have a relatively self-sovereign Lightning address, because Wallet of Satoshi will rug one day, or will shock in KYC. That will probably happen before mempool's clear. Just to be clear here.
Well, if all goes well, rugging will not be good, but yeah.
When it happens, everyone's going to act very surprised. And now people have a relatively convenient, easy to use option instead. So consider it. But now let's go into, there's been some controversy about your implementation. I saw someone in the comments mentioned Matt Morallo's commentary against you. His name is actually Matt Corallo, but Matt Morallo has got a nice ring to it. Why do you hate Lightning so much? And how do you feel about attacking the Lightning Network and the way your implementation is done?
So I think it's just really ironic, given that the last time I was on Citadel Dispatch, I was arguing against Barack's approach to attacking all the LND nodes. And well, 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 look who's doing an even bigger attack on the Lightning Network. Who would have expected it, Matt?
Well, so, stay humble, Evan. Barack's attack was way more significant than your attack.
I don't know. Was Barack's attack an existential level threat to the Lightning Network?
I mean, you literally shut down all the LND nodes.
Yeah, but I am going to shut down the entire Lightning Network. So checkmate.
So jokes aside, the concern revolves around this idea of these 24-hour expiring payments, right? And the concern is that I saw we have Tony in the comments of Mutiny Wallet.
Yeah, sorry, Tony. We've been really making Tony and Ben and all the Mutiny Wallet crew, Paul. We've been making your lives hell with some of these payments, and we apologize for that.
It makes sense because, like, at the end of the day, Lightning on Mobile revolves. There's like, it's a little bit hacky. A lot of different trade offs are made and stuff. So specifically, when you have one mobile full node wallet, embedded node wallet, paying to another mobile embedded node wallet, like, you're going to have some growing pains in there trying to figure out how that works. And there's a lot of payment failures. But anyway, Tony had a comment on Noster about scale. He like walked through like the scaling numbers, right? And the idea, I guess, the main point of this concern is, if you have a 24-hour payment, if I send 1 million sats to a Zeus Pay user, and it goes through 3 nodes to get to that user, 1 million sats is locked up for 24 hours. Well, until the payment is received, at a max of 24 hours until the Zeus user receives it. Right? That's 1 million sats that can't be transferred on the Lightning Network because it's locked up liquidity. That's the core of the concern, right? And at scale, that becomes a massive issue where you have a bunch of liquidity is trapped rather than being used for multiple payments. Am I correct?
Yeah, that's definitely a concern. But, you know, we believe strongly at Zeus in markets. We think that pricing can adjust appropriately. And we think we're going to see a lot of adjustment on the Lightning Network if we see the service become popular. And we understand that right now we can be making jobs harder for routing operators, for operators of services, for people putting out these self-custodial wallets. But we think that a lot of these things can be mitigated. We think that signaling of prices is going to increase. And we honestly, are just really just trying first and foremost to push forward a better payments experience using the tools that are available for us. So we're willing to work with everyone to make this a cleaner experience, from those node routers, those wallets, Lightning implementations even. And we think this is ultimately going to get us all into a better place.
That's very diplomatic of you, Evan.
You know, it's really difficult because over the last 24 hours, people have said Zeus Pay is an attack on the Lightning Network. People that I very much respect in our industry and in our community have called me both malicious and stupid.
Have you been called a spook yet?
Well, not yet, but I'm sure it'll come up. I'm not the spookiest guy in the space, but you know, you could certainly throw accusations at me. And you know what? The scrutiny, the hate is really going to be amplified as Zeus continues to get success. And you know, that's just to be expected. I mean, not everyone out there is a Matt Odell fan. Not everyone out there likes Citadel Dispatch or Bitcoin Park.
I've been called all those things.
Yeah. So, all I could say is that the hate that we've gotten just really accentuates the love that we've gotten. And I'm really appreciative of all the kind words and the support that we've gotten in public and behind closed doors. And I just want to let everyone know that, you know, you can't push us away. We're here to stay.
Fuck yeah. I mean, look, the whole beauty of Bitcoin is that it's a permissionless system.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. Like on the base layer, if you make a payment and you pay the fees, the payment is valid, right? And the incentives are all aligned. Even if you're posting stupid monkey pictures, as long as the miners are getting paid out, you're using Bitcoin in a fine manner, right? So we're trying to build with Lightning the payment rails of the future, right? This is something that we want every citizen of the world, right, to be making their daily payments on. If for that to be the case, for the network to function, it has to run on good intentions and being a good, a good steward of the network, then Lightning is doomed to fail, right? Like, let's look at the actual incentives. Let's get them aligned and let's make this thing work. Because me and Super, who are running these Zaplocker services, we have a lot of incentive to provide this. There's crazy demand from our users to provide these services. They are thrilled by the concept of having these self-custodial Lightning addresses. They want to be able to accept payments when they're not online. They want these human-readable Lightning addresses. And people are showing that they're willing to pay extra for them.
That's the disconnect, right? I mean, the disconnect is like this idea that like right now there's a better alternative. Like right now, the result is people just using Wallet of Satoshi and other custodial services. Like that is what is happening in practice by real people because there's no easy option. The complaints just showed a complete lack of perspective. Like I've been shouting. I do not send private messages in all caps, freaks. I will start in a couple months, depending on. But like I've been talking to Evan and the guys at Mutiny, forever now. Where I'm like, I don't care how the fuck you do it. We need receive Lightning address support. And I understand there's a bunch of different trade-offs. I understand, you know, LNURL has its benefits and its weaknesses, and Lightning has its benefits and its weaknesses. But at the end of the day, I don't care how you get there. Get us rug-resistant Lightning addresses on mobile. And you fucking did it. And you did it first. And it's actually useful. It's actually a useful product that people will use and will demand. When they realize, and it's very important that we have it there available before Wallet of Satoshi rugs, because scrambling to do it after the fact would just be a way worse situation for users. More users will get hurt, and it'll just be a way worse situation altogether.
Absolutely. Listen, we're not going to save everyone, but we're creating the exit doors, whether it be Zaplocker, whether it be Noster. The exit doors are there. And these solutions are getting better and better every day. We know that some things are breaking. Some services have not accounted for things like this to come up. But I am confident we will come up with solutions that'll end up being better. And if it's too much for a Lightning node operator to adjust their fees or open up more channels, like honestly, like if you're getting your channels clogged up because of payments, you could adjust your fees. Like if you're having all these pending payments go through, business is good. Right. You can find your equilibrium, right? If all the slots on HTLC slots on a channel get filled up, open up another channel. And listen, if you can't accommodate that demand, someone else will, right? Same thing with these wallets. If you're not building solutions that accommodate these new solutions that we're building, we're going to come and replace you. People are going to stop using your shitty little wallet and they're going to come use Zeus. And Mutiny, perhaps, right? If your Lightning implementation doesn't properly handle Dust HTLCs, people are going to stop using your Lightning implementation, users and wallet developers. Everyone down the stack, we need to make more resilient protocols and we need to push things forward. Because when this new bull market hits and is in full swing,
we can't
be running on altruism. We can't be sitting in circles, banging on drums in our little drum circle and being like, oh yeah, the Lightning Network is dandy. No, we're talking about commerce for the entire world. Let's get there. And if we have to break a few things to do it,
fuck yeah,
then let's fucking do it.
I'm into that. Damn. No, yeah. I'm correct in assuming that, like, if there was a better way to implement it, you're going to iterate on top of it, and you'll change over time. Like, if Lightning protocol allows you to do something like async payments or something like that,
100% move
users over to that.
100%, right? Like, you're not fixed. Everything is upgradable. We could just, everyone could keep their same Lightning address. The new scheme just works. Let's do it. And I am willing and able to work with anyone. I got together with Super Testnet. We bounced ideas off each other. We worked very closely together for about 3 weeks, and I was able to get this out the door. I'm willing to do the same with everyone else. If you have a better implementation that you can help us with, I am just one man. I am just one wallet. I am just one LSP. If this is going to work at scale across multiple wallets, we need collaboration. And I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to extend my hat out to Mutiny, Breeze, Phoenix, to other LSPs, Voltage, C Equals. I am willing to work with everyone. Just don't be an asshole when I'm trying to move things forward with the tools that are available for us. That's it. That's all I ask. Just be a decent person. I'm not trying to be malicious. I'm just trying to make things better for everyone. I'm sorry that things are breaking, but maybe they could have been designed better. Maybe we need changes to the Lightning protocol. And honestly, we do need changes. And every week we find new exploits and things that need to get patched. And I know we need, at Zeus, we need to do a better job at interacting at the protocol level. First and foremost, we really want to put forward a blip so that it's abundantly clear that an invoice, a Bolt 11 invoice on Lightning, is a HODL invoice, so that wallets can more appropriately know how to handle it, which has been a big challenge for us. We first really hit that when we had a lot of users paying to RoboSats, and they didn't get the right interface on their Zeus wallet. And
because RoboSats uses HODL invoices.
Exactly. There are a lot of services that use HODL invoices, and we know that we're making things a little bit difficult for them. But anytime any system grows, there's going to be a little bit of pain. There's going to be those growing pains. And we wish they were avoidable completely. Some people argue, oh, yeah, you could have avoided it. You could have just limited the system just to Zeus users. Right. Well, you know, that's not going to scale. That's not going to get adoption. That's not going to push the needle forward. So I'm sorry. Some priorities are going to have to change a little bit. But this is not just the result of my science experiment. I'm not just doing this for fun. Like, oh, let's see how many nodes I can mess up. There is real demand on the Lightning Network for it. People are paying me and Super for this service, and they fucking love it. So let's bridge the gap. And I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe we have to charge extra for CLTV length on the actual protocol layer beyond just setting your rates on a node monolithically. But we're willing to help push that forward.
Yeah, it'd be cool if I could set higher fees for higher CLTV.
Yeah, and this idea has been proposed before.
CLTV, by the way, is that amount of time till expiry.
Yes, in blocks. And basically, this idea has been come up before. I tip my hat to Lisa, Nifty Nye. She had come up with the idea a few years ago, and unfortunately, it didn't get implemented. It's to no fault of her own. There's a lot of different priorities and just so few developers working on this
kind of pressure. When you have market pressure, tends to result in these things getting improved and the system getting more robust. Like, this is how permissionless systems innovate or get stronger over time.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of a sink or swim sort of thing. And, you know, honestly, we hope that it doesn't get to the point where it destroys the Lightning Network. I mean, I think that's a bit hyperbolic. I don't think it's going to get to that point. But honestly, if this is what kills Lightning, then Lightning never deserved to live in the first place.
Fuck yeah.
And if it killed Lightning, then fuck it. Zeus is not going to be a Lightning wallet anymore. We're going to continue to build on Bitcoin using other layers and using other L2 technologies to provide the best payment solution that we can while still putting forward our values, self-custody and privacy.
So I just wanted to do a quick shout out to absolute ride or die freak. Finch.
Oh, I love Finch. Finch is a fantastic individual.
This is the first time he's joined our Noster live chat, and he sent a zap of 100K sats. I appreciate it. I guess it's a down payment because I do have a bet with him that if not by the end of the year, he has to take me for a round of golf. And if they do clear, I have to take him for a round of a golf. That's a win-win bet right there.
Cheers, Finch. Appreciate you.
He has Fossware. Do you know what the domain is?
I don't know his domain offhand.
Finch, just put it in the comments. I'm curious. I should be able to show it better, but I have multiple of his items. He makes good quality swag.
Cashew, I'm reading the comments right now. Cashew is the ultimate technology. For what? For rugging people?
Hey, I like federated Chonmyanee cash. I think it's interesting. And I think even just regular Chonmyanee cash for something like Wallet of Satoshi would just be a massive net improvement because they can rug you already. You might as well have some privacy from the custodian.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, listen, I think it's not.
Oh, Fossware is dead. So forget the shill. If you have Fossware gear, you have limited edition. You won.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue.
Sorry, Cashew. Yeah, sorry. I incessantly dunked on Cashew.
That was the first comment you read. And you're just like, I'm just going to shit on Cashew. We were talking about something else.
I mean, listen, every technology has trade-offs, right? Nothing is ultimate. Zeus Pay is an ultimate. I could definitely appreciate the privacy properties of Ecash. And I think it was Ben Ark posting on Twitter today saying how fascinating it would be if these CBDCs were built using this Ecash technology.
Never will happen.
Will never, ever happen.
There's not going to be a CBDC that gives you privacy from the government. They are going to virtue signal about how it provides privacy, whatever they offer you. And Elon's version is going to do the same exact thing, but that just means traditional bank privacy, which is, you know, when you pay someone, they won't know your full financial transaction history, but the companies that are involved will know, all those third parties will know, and they will share that information. They'll sell it to advertisers, they'll share it with governments. There's zero shot in hell. This is like Safe's argument that like the biggest threat to Bitcoin is that like governments go back to a gold standard and have responsible monetary policy. Like it's just a fucking mental circle jerk. Like that will never fucking happen.
Yeah, right. well, I don't know. I mean, I feel like Bitcoin has been a driver of rates being increased, right? Like we're already sort of rewriting the code for these central banks.
The real irony would be if Justin Sun doesn't get thrown in jail and CBDCs are a Tron asset on the Tron blockchain.
Oh,
that
God.
Would be probably one of the more infuriating timelines. But
well, listen, likely, you can't. We can't call the top on Clown World ever, Matt. And we
will.
Can expect the only worst. We should only expect the worst from these government propped up solutions. And all we can do is try to create the best user experiences to help counteract them. I think things are going to ramp up in the next few years. And if we don't make an incredible payment experience using Bitcoin, then we're doomed. You, me, our children or grandchildren, we're all going to be doomed. And the severity of this is completely understated. So we need to start getting serious about building out freedom technology in a resilient way and build these great payment experiences at the same time. So, you know, let's stop yelling at each other on Twitter. Let's stop the Twitter fingers and let's start working on solutions and stop attacking people who are trying to make the world a better place and make the world more free for, you know, our descendants.
Yeah, I mean, just stop using Twitter. But I agree with everything else. So you mentioned fees. You mentioned people are willing to pay for it. I saw someone in the chat. Someone in the chat said that the fees were quite high on easy mode, on Zeus easy mode using your Lightning addresses. You want to break down like what people can expect from a fee perspective? I think people have been coddled.
Yeah.
While it's Satoshi fee model, just because it's custodial.
Yeah. So let's kick it from the top. For Olympus by Zeus. Olympus by Zeus is our LSP. The fee model is as such. You need to send a minimum payment of 50,000 sats, which we're trying to bring down. But you get a channel.
For the first payment.
For the first payment. Once you have a channel, you can exhaust that channel.
I think I sent like 100,000 sats. And it charged me 10,000 sats to open that first channel.
And you'll and in that case, you'll get additional 100,000 sats on the inbound side.
Yeah, so your scenario is purely balanced. I have both.
That's a fantastic way to go. So it's a 10,000 sat fee for channels up to 1 million sats. So to get the most bang for your buck, you might want to send a full million, right?
It's a flat rate because you have to pay an on-chain transaction fee, so...
Exactly. And then beyond that, we charge 1% for the channel up to 5 million sats. Once you have that channel, though, well, you have zero fee routing. We're going to charge you zero sats as the base fee and as the PPM when you're making a payment in or out of that channel from us. Shout out to one of our community supporters, Zero Fee Routing. He ran a great node with zero fees, and we're continuing that ideology with our paid channels.
Is that now, a growth hack, or is that like, are you going to...
No, that's going to be sustainable. We're going to do that. We want to provide the best payments experience for our users.
Do you actually make revenue off of the channel open? You're taking a profit off the channel open, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But you're not taking it, and you're taking 1% up to 5 million. What do you mean by that? Receiving 5 million sats? Or
yes, channel size is up to 5 million. So like channels that are... receiving 4.9 and you get an extra 100,000, so 5 million sat channels. That's our max right now, and hopefully we could extend that out. We're hoping to launch more services so that you can get a la carte channels from us in the future, public ones too, that are announced, but you know, right now we're sticking with our core services, and hopefully we can add ZeroConf channel support for remote LND nodes as well and remote Core Lightning nodes as well. But that's not quite ready yet.
Wait. So just I'm confused. So the node, the LSP routing node, your Zeus super node managed by gods, that is not charging me a fee, but I'm still getting charged 1% on every transaction?
No. For your standard transactions that you're receiving synchronously, those are all free.
1% of the channel open if it's over a million.
1 million. Yes, correct.
So like the best, if you want like the best fee bang for your buck, you should your first payment into Zeus Easy Mode should be 999,999 sats.
Yep.
You get the best deal.
Yep. Just make it a clean meal.
Or like if you go all the way up to five. Oh no, if you go up to five.
Well, it's the same rate based on percentage at that point.
Right.
So whatever you need, just 1 million will be the best bang for your buck.
The more you send in first, the lower your fees. The first payment.
Yes, correct. After that, you're free to send and receive. The only fees that you're going to incur otherwise is going to be any other hops past Olympus that you need to get to. But we intend to make the Olympus node one of the best Lightning nodes on the network. We are in roughly the top 150 on the Lightning terminal list. We are number 14, I believe, on the LN router list. We're going to just try to keep crushing it on all the metrics. It's been a real learning experience trying to be a good node operator. And we're going to continue to get better and better and make it even easier and cheaper to get to wherever you want to go on the Lightning network.
Okay, so walk me through this. I have, my first payment was to my Easy Mode Zeus was 100,000 sats. You took 10,000 sats out of that, opened a channel for me. I have 90,000 sats in my wallet. I have 100,000 sats inbound. If I receive more than 100,000 sats, I haven't done this yet. What happens? Does a second channel get opened? Is splicing involved?
Okay. So a second channel will be opened if we cannot find a route to you. And we do not support splicing yet. We're dependent on LND for our backend to add support for splicing, but it sounds like we're going to get it probably in the next year as Taproot assets are going to be using a form of it. And don't get me wrong, we're huge bulls on splicing. Tip my hat to my boy, Dusty, who's done a fantastic job pushing that forward. We have that in Phoenix now, and that is no small feat. So yeah, we are huge supporters of splicing, and we want it in Zeus ASAP.
Phoenix is like a special case because they're vertically integrated. Their Lightning implementation from Async is essentially like just is designed to be the ultimate mobile backend for Phoenix Wallet, right?
Yeah, it's, yeah, they have a lot
of prioritized splicing because it's important for these mobile users. And
I mean, it's not really just important for the mobile users. I think they're going to incur some privacy benefits from it over time, depending on how the implementations work with different pools, with perhaps mixing. That's going to be fantastic. But right now, the main benefits for splicing really are for the LSP. So we have an incentive to get into our systems more than ever. Beyond that, for the users, it's more so like dealing with forced closes and stuff like that. Splicing makes things a little bit easier. But there are trade-offs, you know.
I'm not laughing at you. Matata on the comments said, the freedom is in the node and the phone.
I'd wear that shirt. Who wants to print those?
In all caps.
How about one of those, what's that movie, Zoolander, where the files are in the computer?
Yeah,
just be file. Like, the node is in the phone.
Yeah,
one of those shirts.
Okay, this is all awesome. You mentioned Tapas. So is your vision that, like, do you think like users will be receiving CBDCs over Lightning to a Zeus wallet?
I don't think that Lightning is going to really facilitate all that the central banks want, right? Like if the CBDCs just had the properties of a UTXO, that's not really all the control that they want, right?
So you agree with me, they're just going to use Tron, right? They're not going to use
Lightning. Yeah, probably. But on the other side of things, it would not be as bad as other realities for sure. There's definitely an intriguing prospect of being able to easily not only receive dollars on Lightning, but to also have that easy off-ramp where I'm like, oh, here's my shit coins. I could press one button and I'm in Bitcoin. Like, that is a pretty appealing concept.
Yeah, but you could just do that with Tron.
Sure, you can do that with, I don't know, how many shit coins.
Yeah, but Tron... Tron is number one tether. That's why
that's absolutely true.
It's because no one cares that Tron is centralized because Tether's centralized and you're really trusting Tether. So it's just, you want to use the most centralized chain possible. So you have the lowest fees possible. And if for whatever reason, Justin Sun decides to reorg Tron, then Tether's just like, nope, we moved to this other chain and this is your balance and you can redeem it with your Tron key and you're good. It doesn't really fucking matter what they use. They just want to use the cheapest, easiest integrate, right?
Yeah. At that point, these people don't really care about the underlying tech. So we're going to see. It's going to be a tough battle for Tapas.
Like how you pronounce it. You pronounce it like a Latin American entree.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's some variations on the theme, Tapas, you know, Taproot Assets. But I like Tapas, just personally.
Tapas.
But yeah, who knows? I definitely am sympathetic to the Tapas crew, but yeah, I am also sympathetic to the view that, yeah, maybe we shouldn't just be holding water for all these fiat rails. And
I think there's an argument that people want digital dollars in their wallet.
Yeah, for sure.
I just don't understand, except for an ideological reason, which I don't think is strong enough, why, if you're going to use Tether, you would like be like, draw a line. And I never use Tether, but like just draw a line in the sand and be like, I'm only going to use it on Lightning. Why would I want to deal with liquidity? Why would I want to deal with all the different trade-offs that we make on Lightning so that we can settle on chain in a trust minimized manner? When ultimately I'm just trusting Bitfinex and Paolo and all the guys at Tether.
Yeah.
Me anyway.
Feels like there's always going to be that redemption issue.
Like, I feel like you could just skip this whole process and just integrate Tether on Tron if what you want is Tether in your wallet. But it's like, there's this weird ideological thing where it's, it just doesn't, I don't think there's product market fit. I think it can't compete with centralized chains. I just do not understand the Taproot Assets thing. I don't think it makes any sense. Lightning's not... Taproot Assets also has the aspect of on-chain stuff, which maybe makes a little bit more sense, but the fees will be ridiculous. So if it's a centralized asset, it makes no sense. And if the argument is stablecoins, then it's going to be a centralized asset. So because it's pointing to something that's in the real world and you have to have a trusted third party watch over that. So it just doesn't line up to me. And I feel like not many people talk about it.
It's going to be fascinating. It's going to be fascinating. And we'll see how it plays out. We got a comment in the side. Someone's asking, can I use Zeus with Core Lightning? Yes, you can. We currently support.
Can you use it with an async node?
Yes, you can use it with any clear node. But that functionality is being deprecated. We've had some good conversations with Bastian, I believe last year at TabConf. And he said that basically it's not really built for people to use it at home. And just the APIs just haven't been up to par with other.
It's built to run Phoenix wallet.
Yeah, it's built to run Phoenix. So like I don't really want to spend time maintaining that when there are other alternatives. But Core Lightning, we love. We want to continue to support. We support it with C Lightning REST right now. But we want to dedicate some resources to get it working with the new embedded CLN REST API, as well as stuff like Commando and LN Message. So if you want to help us with that, we're somewhat close with it, but we need someone who's willing to spend a little time to get that over the line. We've been a little busy lately, if you haven't noticed.
Yeah, too busy attacking Lightning. I mean, we mentioned Phoenix a lot. Phoenix is, you know, in terms of not running a remote node and having a freedom-oriented experience in Lightning on your phone, Phoenix has been the leader. I would say Phoenix and Breeze have been the leaders. And now Zeus is entering this fray. Obviously, Mutiny entered the fray about 3 months ago, 4 months ago. I'm curious, have you like thought, like what is, how do you think about, obviously Phoenix, all of Phoenix, Breeze, Mutiny, none of them support Lightning Address Receive, right? Which I think is obviously the killer app of this embedded node, easy mode, Zeus launch. But besides that, like, how do you think about the trade-offs between something like Phoenix and Zeus easy mode?
There's definitely a few trade-offs, right? I think Phoenix right now is faster, to start up. They are using a, anyway, they have just an API to get the block info, right? So we at Zeus, we're using BIP 157 block filters with Neutrino. We have no idea about your on-chain funds. And this takes a little bit longer to sync up. We need to get better. We need to have a side load mode. So that's a trade-off. But on the other hand of it, Phoenix knows all about your on-chain transaction data, which is not great, right?
Right.
Then the other trade-off privacy-wise between Zeus and Phoenix is that you're using async, the Phoenix node, to do your payment routing. So they know...
Oh, it's not calculated locally when you send.
Exactly. So they know every payment destination, every amount, when. They could link it to you. Zeus doesn't do that. All the route calculation is done on your phone, so you have fantastic sender privacy on Lightning. So there's that. But Phoenix is honestly like you could criticize them, but we see them as number one in the game right now.
They do a really good job. I love on their website. They do a really good job of just explaining the trade-offs in relatively good English, like in readable English. You know, it's not like techie stuff.
Fantastic. Yeah, that's fantastic. They're doing a better job at it than us. And they keep things simple and just easy to use. And, you know, I really tip my hat to them. And I just hope that we can provide them with some serious competition over the years and, you know, provide a better experience for end users at the end of the day.
Awesome. While I have you...
Yeah, we got to wrap up somewhat soon. I got to get to New York. We have a Lightning meetup at PubKey tonight and, you know, it's going to get spicy. I'm sure everyone's going to be like, Evan, why are you destroying Lightning? What's going on with this other exploit?
So what is their time constraint? What, you have 10 minutes?
Yeah, I got another 10. Let's do it.
Okay. Antoine Riard, one of our incredibly esteemed developer and contributor in Bitcoin, mm-hmm. Particularly on the adversarial environment side. So like pressure testing Bitcoin, pressure testing Lightning, looking for attack vectors, whatnot. recently said that he's no longer going to work on Lightning because there's concerns over attacks that could happen without a change to the Bitcoin protocol itself, without a change to the on-chain protocol, the base layer. How do you think about that? Like, what are your thoughts there? It doesn't have to, you know, high level. Like, how are you thinking about this? Like, is Lightning fucked? Is everyone going to lose their money?
High level, I would say that the attack is pretty bad. I don't think it's the end of the world, though. It can be mitigated. Some changes to how we sign off on the HTLC seems like a solution to nip in the bud. Node operators that or businesses that don't need to route avoid this attack entirely. So the homies at PubKey, they don't have to worry about it. They're not doing routing on their node.
The idea is the attackers on both sides of the route, right? So like the routing.
Yeah, you need two channels to the node, right? So this could be mitigated with, you know, making good decisions about who you pair up with.
That's not a good answer, by the way.
Putting constraints on it? No, obviously not.
Like, I don't like the idea that, like, we're just going to KYC all of our channel partners?
I don't think that would be really difficult, especially if you're running the LSP, right?
Yeah.
But no, I mean, there are some measures you could put in. You can say, hey, don't accept two channels from anyone, even though you could still do an attack with two different node pub keys. No, it really has to be changed at the protocol level for Lightning to really be mitigated. But at least operators today have a couple of options about what they can do, keeping their eye on the mempool in multiple locations and modifying their fee settings and simply choosing not to route. So at least businesses shouldn't be affected if their main thing is accepting payments for services. Just
receiving payments.
Yeah, so anyway, everyone's going to stop being routing nodes anyway because the Zeus thing and the ZapLocker thing.
Everyone's just going to use Zeus instead?
Oh, no. The whole Lightning network is going to be dead anyway.
All of this is irrelevant because you're already
Yeah, we're zeroing out the Lightning network. but yeah, I mean, otherwise, the only other thing I would say on this is like, Antoine, man, I really appreciate your work, but like, why are you going to be so dramatic and announce yourself quitting alongside the announcement of the vulnerability? Like, I don't think that was cool. You would work on whatever you want, but like doing it in the announcement was a little, I don't know, like a bad way to go about it.
But technically it was a separate email, right? It was the next one after that.
Yeah, I guess. But did it have to be done like that? I don't know.
Didn't he disclose the vulnerability? His concerns were disclosed to like the Lightning Illuminati.
Last year,
right?
Yeah, it's been out. So, you know, not everything about it. It just feels like he amped up the drama on it. And as a result, people think the sky is falling. But it's okay. You know, it's going to happen. And we're still very appreciative of both his findings and his other work. So, you know, I don't want the...
And to be clear, he's not quitting Bitcoin. He's just quitting Lightning.
Yeah. So perhaps he's going to build the thing that we all use after Zeus destroys the Lightning network. So we're really excited about that. That's gonna be great. Antoine, help us out, bro.
Okay, well, I thank you for providing some insight there. I just think in general, and I think it lines up well with our conversation, is that the Lightning network has, you know, kind of just grown up in like the intensive care unit. Like, it hasn't been exposed to any external pathogens. Like, it's been in a very sterile environment, not really an adversarial environment. And I think it's going to take attacks. It's going to take bugs. It's going to take vulnerabilities. It's going to take all this different shit for it to actually get robust if we want it to handle, you know, the global financial transactions.
Right. And it's not like, you know, all these things are being exposed and everything's not being done maliciously, right? But you know, we got to expose them. We got to bring them to the light. We got to test things out. And I am confident that we have so many brilliant people working on this technology that we can find solutions to mitigate basically everything.
Meanwhile, the low IQ version, left side IQ version, is I have a reckless amount of sats on the Lightning network, and I'll let you freaks know if someone steals it and I notice.
Well,
I wonder if people are taking my money, and I'm not sure, but...
Well, I just threw my hat in the ring, Odell. I think I finally passed you up on channel capacity and channel count. So
long enough.
Yeah, it took me a long time, but, you know, now it's time for Zeus to get serious. And, you know, we're just really happy to have gotten this initial release out the door. Despite its ugly spots, we're going to keep iterating, keep shipping amazing payments technology, and just try to push everything bit more forward.
I love it, dude. I appreciate you. Before we wrap up, I'm going to hit us with some user-supported comments and boostergrams from Podcasting 2.0. Then we're going to go to final thoughts with Evan. As always, Dispatch is purely funded by our wonderful audience, the ride or die freaks out there with Bitcoin. Obviously, now they can do it through the live stream, which is really fucking awesome. So I appreciate all you freaks who join us live at SillaDispatch.com/stream. But you can find all relevant links at SillaDispatch.com. We have a lot of supporters on Podcasting 2.0. Last episode, at Black Coffee BTC, 169,420 sats. Here's my periodic V4V boomer boost. Mempools will always clear Black Coffee. Interesting. If, I mean, you're wrong, but I appreciate the support. We have at Cum Rocket, 69,427. Stay solvent, stay humble, stack sats. A little bit redundant, but great advice. We have at Eric99 with 50,000 sats. Stay humble, stack sats. Great advice. We have at Poor Ben Gunn with 21,000 sats. Fist and some kind of flag that I'm not recognizing. Thank you, freaks, for supporting the show. It's really fucking cool. That goes to my self-sovereign full node that I interact with using Zeus. Sometimes I will be around people that don't really understand the implications of Bitcoin, and I will open up my Zeus wallet and I'll just scroll through the streaming sats and the podcast boosts and the zaps. Zaps go there too. And it's really powerful. Like, they're like, holy shit, just like random fucking people sent this to you, without a middleman. Like, that is insane. So thank you, freaks. Evan, it's been a pleasure. This has been awesome. I am so fucking bullish on easy mode on Zeus and, Zeus Pay. It is, I feel like the future is here already. So thank you for building it and thank you for pushing the limits. Do you have any final thoughts for our audience?
Folks, it's not going to be perfect on day one. There's still a lot of work to do. We need to be humble enough to accept that our solutions are going to have flaws. Things are going to, you know, be pushed to their limits. But we're going to get to where we want to go. It's going to take some more years. But we're really happy to be a part of this community, pushing our software forward. And, you know, we're excited to keep doing this for years to come. So, Matt, thank you so much for having me on the show. It is my favorite show in the entire universe to be on. And, you know, we got to make it happen more often. And just thank you, brother, for all the support that you've given me over the years. I am eternally grateful for you and the many others who are helping me make this a reality. And, you know, just expect much more to come. This is just the start.
Much love, brother. The feeling's mutual. Huge shout out to Evan. Huge shout out to the freaks who joined us and to all of you. Evan, say hi to all the pub key freaks for me.
Will do.
Have a great time there.
BK Lounge.
You can tell them they're really mad at me right now.
We're not showing up yet? Come on, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say that part out loud, but yes, I have not been to pub key yet. You can tell them I'll be there in December and that they can hold me to it. Tell them I'll be there before mempool's clear.
Yeah, well, that's for certain.
And I appreciate you. Stay humble, stack sats, freaks. Until next time. Peace.